Welcome again to UmeShare Podcast, the podcast where men share openly. Thank you so much for all our listeners who have been tuning in and have been downloading the episodes. And this far, the Lord has brought us. We are on episode 37. And in this episode, we're looking at the issue of midlife crisis. We continue delving deeper into this topic that is really making a lot of men and women struggle, asking themselves about who they are, that critical question about their identity. And in the last episode, we discussed with Pastor Zeph Ananda, who's an author and a fantastic friend of mine. But even as he's been turning 50, there are certain things that he realized and he was aware about. And he knows that he's in the middle of the midlife season. Karibu sana.
Thank you.
Pastor Zeph.
Thank you.
You know, it's amazing when you know that you're aware you are going through midlife. You're not in denial.
No.
I am about to join your bandwagon. I think I've been in denial for a while. And I think I am there. I am right smack on it.
You know what about denial?
Yeah.
It's very deceptive because it's like a shadow. Where it's there,
yeah.
You only need to turn on the light,
yeah,
and you'll see it.
And you see it much more better. That is even more scary. I don't know whether that's encouraging me, Pastor Zephama, is making me more jittery. Akisha Ta, turn on the light and then discover.
Yes.
Are you in midlife or not? Are you in a crisis or not?
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's amazing the way so many of us are actually going through midlife crisis and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I belong to, there's a high school group where we, you know, a WhatsApp group for high school. And it's amazing to see the conversations over the last few years, how they've been changing in that group.
Mm-hmm.
So being in high school 25 years ago would mean that most of us are, you know, mid-40s.
Mm.
And the amazing thing about a high school group is that you're all going through the same, you're all peers, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through the same, you know, that age and same seasons of life.
Mm.
So at some point, which was an issue of celebrating births, now we are mourning and grieving parents who are passing away.
Mm.
We are celebrating children going into high school and others who probably fathered children in their high school years.
Yes.
Have children in the university.
Yes.
And they're in their mid-40s, which is not a bad thing as long as they've taken up the task of being taking care of the child.
Mm.
But Pastor Zeph, my question is to this band of men that in this WhatsApp group, I would like them to understand one thing. This midlife that we defined as an identity crisis, there could be many other possible things that can trigger it actually to be in a crisis that you can end up dissolving in and never coming out of it.
Mm.
Because there are people who have even been disillusioned, get disappointed. There are people who go into depression and even death, what we consider early death.
Mm.
Someone dying below 50 because of depression really is, it's early death.
Mm.
How do we avoid people from going into a depressive state, even though we know that the crisis is inevitable,
yes,
especially for men.
Mm.
How do we avoid that?
Well, I see midlife crisis similar, very, very similar to that crisis that a teenager goes through.
Mm.
Because a teenager is actually trying to find themselves apart from the parents. They have been growing up knowing that home is best, my parents are the best, and then they go to high school and they hear stories about other fathers and they discover, oh, they're better people than my parents, so yeah. Who do I need to connect myself to?
Mm.
And so in the teen years, there are four critical things that that if they have not been built, especially in younger ages, mm-hmm. Then you begin to look for them outside of the family. Mm-hmm. And number one is affection. Mm-hmm. If you've not grown up in a family where you feel loved, mm-hmm. accepted, and committed to, mm-hmm. You begin to look for it outside, mm-hmm. beyond your family. Yeah. The second thing is acceptance, and that is about validation and approval, mm-hmm. because you've been doing things and you're constantly hearing no in the family. Mm-hmm. And then out here, you have girls probably who are admiring you and they're saying yes, some other men and all that. So mm-hmm. there's a place of acceptance. That's why people get into gangs.
Yeah.
In teenage years, mm-hmm. then there is affirmation, mm-hmm. Where you are being valued, mm-hmm. you are significant, and you feel that you're giving a contribution. And so you are affirmed about that. You're mm-hmm. good, you're brilliant, mm-hmm. you're creative and all that. Then mm-hmm. the last one is access. Mm-hmm. And access is about presence of an older person who... Mm-hmm. It's available to guide and show you the way, mm-hmm. but also access is about resources, yeah. where you know that you have things that will be able to help you. Mm-hmm. So when you get to midlife, mm-hmm. this multiplies.
Mm. It catalyzes.
Yes.
Becomes severe.
Yes.
God.
So mm-hmm. if these needs were never met, because what happens is that during teenagehood, if these needs are not met, then you begin to look for ways to mitigate that. Mm. And you look for masks to cover, because it's a wound. Mm-hmm. It's a wound that is created when you don't have affection, when you don't have affirmation, acceptance, and access. Mm. Creates a wound.
Yeah.
And when there's a wound, you want to cover it so that no one sees it.
Yeah.
Because a wound comes with shame, comes with guilt, comes with fear. And all those are usually symptoms mm-hmm. of somebody who is wounded. Fear, shame, guilt, people who have been betrayed, people who have been humiliated or who have gone through injustice. Mm. And so they begin now to look for ways of covering that.
Yeah.
And the three main coping mechanisms, mm-hmm. I would generally put them in three categories. That is performance. So you perform so that you can be accepted, so that you can be affirmed, so that you can be, you can have access and scholarships, things like that.
Access to also women.
Women, exactly.
Yeah,
so performance.
Yeah, performance.
Performance. Mm. And that's why a lot of men in their 30s, they have developed that coping mechanism to the point where they have perfected it. But they don't know that this is an identity issue.
Wow. Performance is an identity issue. Because it's to what end?
Yes. Because you're performing so that you can be accepted, so that you can receive love and all that.
Mm.
The second way or mask that we cover that is addictions.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that you're not meeting the performance, then you begin now to look for a way to calm or to cover that pain.
To cover that pain. In Atumeshia, we actually discussed a whole month of addictions.
Of addictions.
Yeah, so I mean, just check it out. And it's true. It's very true. Coping mechanisms.
Exactly.
Mm.
So drinking, drugs, sex. Pornography.
Yeah.
Those are secret ways that you go and cover that pain.
And cover that pain, to mask the pain.
Yes, of not being accepted. And you probably tried performance in school and it's not working.
Yeah.
So you get addictions.
You're not affirmed, you're not appreciated
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The third mask, which is usually very on a borderline, is religion.
Religion?
Yes.
I know, calling you pastors, but how is that? I thought that should be a good thing. Isn't it? How is it an issue?
So those who find the right religion find their way.
They find their way.
But if you find the wrong religion,
you can get lost in the darkness. You might be going to the library in the darkness.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing. So could this be also the change or shift in how, you know, you find a guy has been a Christian,
yes,
Bible-believing church,
mm,
and all of a sudden a guy has changed to maybe a cult?
Yes.
A new age thing.
Because they are looking for identity. Group identity, in
group
fact.
Group identity.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Religion.
Yes. Rastafari.
Ah, yes.
Gangsters. That's that's a religion.
Mm, I know. I know, also in our culture, Kikuyu culture, I know there's also this whole thing of thy, of Mount Kenya.
Oh, okay. Yes,
honoring, you know, the guy being living in Mount Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's also a small, it's not a small issue, it's actually a big issue.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
With younger men in that culture.
Mm. Mm. So basically you're looking for an identity, and you're looking for acceptance. In identity there is affection, you're looking for acceptance, you're looking for affirmation, you're looking for access through all these three main broad ways.
Wow. And then the funny thing is that you're saying it escalates.
So in your midlife.
In your midlife. So
you now,
late 30s to even 60.
Exactly.
All the way.
So if the things you have been using are not working, addictions you've been using are not working for you, the performance is not working for you. Probably you've been working so hard, you've made money,
yes,
but you're not still feeling accepted.
Uh-huh.
Or you've lost your marriage.
Yes.
Yet you're a very successful person. You now look for other ways. And one of the ways that you actually slip into is depression.
Wow. I think this is a pandemic with men and women this age, mostly men, around this midlife season. That's a pandemic, depression. Because depression, of course, now invites things like diseases.
You
know, you end up now falling sick.
Yes.
People end up hurting others. You end up being left by the people who you call their loved ones.
Exactly.
Death, suicides.
Yeah, suicide.
Yeah, I mean, how many friends have we gone for funerals? You know, suicide.
Yeah.
Both men and women.
Mm.
Yeah, this age.
Yeah. Because, you know, performance has not worked. Addictions have not worked. Religion has not worked. The only way is for you to slip into depression and give up.
And give up.
And lose hope.
And the thing is, Pastor Zef, there are people who can get caught in that zone for years.
Yes.
Not even for years, even decades.
Mm.
So you'll find that someone just gives up and they lose their identity. And you're thinking, will this person ever recover?
Yeah.
It's actually more difficult to recover at that age in your 40s and 50s than as it is when you're a younger
And
man.
You know why?
Yeah. Why
because
is that?
Because this is a wound that you have been nursing all through your life.
You've been hiding it.
You've been masking it.
Masking it, yes. That's the word. Masking it.
Uh-huh. And you know how hard it is to treat a wound. We usually call it in Swahili, dondadu.
Dondadu.
A wound that you can't treat. The only solution probably is amputation.
My God. Cut it off.
Cut it off.
Not easy.
Yeah.
Not an easy thing. That's not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I know that's a lot depressing.
It's very depressing. So. It's very depressing, especially I think the wake up moment there is realizing that these wounds that were not dealt with earlier in your life, earlier in your 30s, in your 20s, as a teenager, crop up in this midlife.
Exactly.
So they kind of are catalyzed by the season of midlife, this aging season. And you begin asking yourself this question. So you've mentioned that, this performance, there's aspects of religion,
there's
aspects of addictions.
Mm.
But is that a story with almost everybody who goes through midlife crisis? Because one of the things that in society, you as a man, when you're who's been married for a while, if I share with another man that, guy, I have actually never had an affair outside my marriage with another younger woman, you're almost looked at as someone who's alien.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're thinking, am I the only one? You know. But the thing is, a lot of marriages during this season fail. A lot of divorces and separation are happening. We just finished a whole season, a series, talking about divorce and separation at Tumeshare in the last 4 or 5 episodes.
Okay.
And separation and divorce is rampant. You know, I was just sharing with you earlier before you were recording, meeting, you know, friends, all right, left, right, and center in this age, in this season, and that is happening. People married 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Another big thing that we are seeing is explicit. There's a lot of content that you're surrounding yourself with. You're masking yourself in these addictions of pornography, and also just engaging in either sexting or in behavior which you'd otherwise actually not be associated with. And it's both for people in the church and people who are not believers.
Yes, yeah, I have seen that. I mean, I'm a pastor. I have had stories even in the church.
Yeah, even in the church.
Even from pastors.
Even from pastors, yes. They are struggling with this thing. And then, of course, the other thing that is huge, which we were even discussing earlier, is the awareness that you're aging. You're not, as for a man, the big S word, you're not sex god that you think you used to be. And that can bring some depression. And then you start wondering, maybe I need to rediscover myself with other people other than my wife.
Yes.
But so it's a wound you're trying to...
Yeah, to pacify.
Pacify.
So the thing is, and we talked about awareness in the last episode, there is awareness in different levels.
Okay.
The first level of awareness is basically for you to know that you are in a season. And there are different seasons in life. So be aware of that, that there will come different seasons. And these seasons require different ways of handling it. But the second thing, which I touched on last time, is the awareness of who you are. Because there's only one thing that remains constant in this equation. It is you.
It's me.
Yes. So you had better be aware of who you are, who you really are at the core. Not on the outside, not on the things that you have been doing and spaces that you have been or, who you are at the core. So be aware of that. But then thirdly is the awareness of the wounds that you have gathered over the years.
Yes.
And that happens when you go either through therapy, mostly therapy, to just identify what are the traumas that you went through growing up, what are the ways that you have been masking that, or what are the coping mechanisms that you have developed in order to deal with that.
Yeah.
We do that a lot there's a small bit of it, and one of the things that really helped me when I was getting into this stage was going through Man Enough, which introduced me to the Wounded Warrior. That's when I knew, oh, I am wounded. And then after that, I had several retreats that I've gone through that have helped me create that awareness. So there are several spaces and opportunities where you can actually plug in and just begin to be aware of that. See me. I mean, I have those opportunities.
You have those opportunities. Yeah, I know there's one that you shared with you, which is a Crucible project.
Yes, Crucible, the latest now.
Yeah, that's the latest. Yeah,
so that's also a very good space for you to begin to be aware of the wounds that you have received over the years. And then the fourth and last thing is for you to be not just for you to be aware, but for you to allow others to help you in the process of awareness. And that's the importance of having a band of brothers around you, because there are things you may not notice by yourself.
Yeah.
Blind spots. You know, when you're driving a car, you don't see 360 around you. You need mirrors. And even with mirrors, sometimes you don't even see.
You need to have other people to help you navigate.
Exactly.
This season together with them.
Yes. So you need the people who can have that safe space where you can be you.
Yeah.
Like for me, I mean, I have a band of brothers who don't even call me pastor. In fact, I'm surprised you're calling me pastor in this episode. But
by the, I mean, in my head, I'm calling you Zef. Me, you are my brother Zef. But it's a respect, because I know there are some of the people you pastor who are listening, but I'll call you Zef. that means you've allowed me to call
so
you.
Yeah, so I'm just a man. Because all of us go through those seasons, whether you are a bishop, whether you are a pastor, or whether you're a pope. Well, you go through those seasons.
You go through those
seasons. So you need safe space where the titles that you have carried are stripped off. Where it is not this person we hallow and bow to. Even the president has his own issues.
He has his own issues. As much as a leader is not a god.
Exactly. So you need that band of brothers to help you be aware and be vulnerable enough to receive correction from them when they see the way, the direction you're going. Where were you last night?
Yeah.
What were you doing? What was that girl that I saw you with? People who can ask you hard questions.
Yeah.
But most important, because that's usually accountability, and accountability has its place.
Yes.
Most important about this group is, and what I've been learning lately, is that it becomes an identity group. The difference between an accountability group and an identity group is that an accountability group checks on what you're doing. But an identity group reminds you or checks on who you are.
It checks on who you are.
Yes.
You know, men out there, guys, I hope you're listening to this. So we need to start forming identity groups.
Yes.
Accountability groups is, it's there. We keep on talking about it.
Yes. And you know, sometimes a lot of people avoid accountability group. Because if you are accountable and last time you committed to do certain things, one, two, three things, and you didn't do them, next time you won't be comfortable coming to the group. Because you will be asked.
I know.
You feel the shame.
Yes.
But when it is an identity group, you know, I'm coming to this group to remind myself, because we forget who we are, to remind myself of who I am.
Yeah.
And when you know who you are, you will do what you.
Yes, you'll do you.
You'll do you.
And exactly. You start questioning, why am I doing what am I doing?
Exactly.
Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Yes.
You know, Zef, thank you for allowing me to call you that.
Permission granted.
Santi. Pastor sometimes stresses me. Because now I feel like I'm talking to a holy man. But now I'm talking to a brother struggling like me. Thank you very much for enlightening us about those issues that that men need to be aware of. And that clincher there of an identity group, that's an action point, man. We need to form identity groups with one another.
To Omeshare Podcast, the podcast where men share openly. Tune in next week where we continue with this conversation of midlife and the crisis that men find themselves in this season. Karibuni sana. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.